Essay 5. Reform of the University of Wales. At present, only a small fraction of the University of Wales has anything to do with Wales. The rest is made up of failed and/or imported careerists who are hostile to the Welsh language and anything to do with it. With the advent of a new Welsh Language Act, sweeping reforms are needed of this moribund and closed shop. It's about the only national university in the world whose staff does not speak the language. They have not yet heard that the despised Welsh language is now official. The very word Welsh is a derogatory and pejorative Saxon term for stranger. In reality, Welsh is derived from British Celtic, a beautiful and powerful language which crystallized out of Indo-European 6,000 years ago among ancient peoples of the Iberian Peninsula. That language, British Celtic, became the language of all Britain and related Celtic languages, the languages of much of Europe. We in Wales are the last guardians of that culture. We've fought very courageously for the language, and so the University of Wales must serve the people of Wales. The latter is supreme authority in its university. The people are represented by the Assembly and by the Eisteddfod. Both have the right in law to govern the university. Other representatives of the people of Wales have similar rights. The first and major problem is that these rights are never exercised, so power devolves to small-minded individuals who set up little kingdoms among the Campi. In my experience, the way in which these people are appointed is not known. It's doubtful whether any free competition is involved, so few are appointed on merit. The first reform measure is to make sure that a quota of native people of Wales are appointed on true merit. That merit must include the ability to read and write. Obvious, one might think. But what I mean is, they must be able to read and write Welsh. Obvious again, one might think. The Eisteddfod is among the largest cultural festivals in Europe, and all of it is in Welsh. The University of Wales was founded in the 19th century at the Eisteddfod, so the university staff must be able to read and write. In Welsh, of course. Why not? So the new Welsh Language Act should include a clause which makes it necessary for all staff inside a university to read and write in that despised language again. There is an underlying and underhand hostility towards the language, and that mentality must be changed by law. We must shut the ethnic laundry down. Staff can only be appointed if they are rigorously fluent. No more pretensions, no more endless excuses. There are 100 other universities in Britain who use English. They can go there if they can compete and are good enough. A quota of about 75% of staff must come from Wales. We are not open to holidaymakers anymore. This is true also on a broader scale. Areas in which Welsh is spoken must be heavily protected, or it will become extinct. This is the UN's opinion. What is a people without its own language? Those who are sympathetic to the language and cannot speak it must be encouraged, not browbeaten, otherwise they will turn against the language. That's much easier than learning it. There are millions of people like this worldwide. However, staff inside the university, of all places, can never be allowed to be hostile to the language. They have the greatest responsibility of all, and if they fail, they cannot be allowed to remain. The second most important reform measure is equal opportunity. In my experience, there is no equal opportunity inside the University of Wales. Staff, in my experience, were appointed without competition. The concept of tenure must be abolished because it is abused by people who are not appointed by open competition. These are the small kings of the Campi on which no Welsh is spoken. Some of the historical source documents, the blog and other material on AIAS.us, give overwhelming evidence for lack of equal opportunity. More accurately, there is prejudice against people of true ability. The third reform measure is close control by the people over the way in which the small kings behave. I recall vividly being subjected to frequent verbal abuse. I have experience of corruption in the matter of appointments, of jobs being advertised, but filled in smoke-filled rooms. When I was working as a CERC Advanced Fellow, the university breached contract in many ways. It failed to provide housing for government equipment, failed to provide office space, harassed my staff until they left to find other jobs. One would not have guessed that this was the Hall of Fame group of the BBC. It belittled true achievement in a mindless way. More accurately, one small king was allowed to get away with it, until he destroyed a whole department. This destruction was allowed to happen, and now the department never existed. Could Joe Stalin have done worse? The fourth reform measure is to introduce new ways in which the quality of work is measured. The quality of work is measured these days by the immediacy of its impact, by feedback activity to websites, not by journal citation. The academic system is notorious for its attempts at monopolizing wisdom by close control of ideas. For example, applications for funding are allowed only by tenured staff, and the right to apply for public funds must be extended to all. The editorial system in a subject like physics is organized blatantly in favor of the narrow spectrum of ideas, ideas which have been shown repeatedly to be incorrect. The reformed University of Wales must not rely on these imported ideas. Importation into Wales is unnecessary. It's a process that denies equal opportunity and keeps the natives in colonial subjection. There are equal opportunity laws, but these have no teeth. Quite obviously, no one speaks Welsh on the Campy. So I advise a closure of the university for 3 years, with the exception of the departments who teach in the language, such as Welsh language, Welsh literature, history, Institute of Advanced Celtic Studies, and so forth. The staff should be sent to secondary schools in the medium of Welsh, in order that they be given a 3-year course in the language, followed by an A-level examination. If they fail or do badly, they should be replaced. If this is not done, the ordinary people of Wales must be considered as the true depository of learning in Wales, as has always been the case. Immigration into Welsh-speaking areas must be eliminated if the immigrants come into Welsh-speaking areas and never make any attempt to learn the language. Evans of Glenaithrim, Her Majesty's Civil List.